Thank you, friends and brothers and sisters. I want to talk today about a country which is run by a terrorist, has amassed great quantities of nuclear arms and weapons of mass destruction, and ignores or breaks every UN resolution that is passed against it. A country that carries out abuses of human rights every day of the week, destroying homes, industries, crops, collective punishments, as well as a systematic murder and detention of people without trial, not to mention the curfews. That is the state of Israel, a terrorist state. The government of Israel is a terrorist government with a leader, Ariel Sharon, himself responsible for the murder of thousands of Palestinians in Shabra and Shatila refugee camp 20 years ago this week in 1982. President George W. Bush talks about his concerns about the world's worst leaders. He should start by taking a long, hard look at Sharon. What does the UN do about Israel? It certainly doesn't threaten to bomb them, nor does it break diplomatic links. No, it sits back and allows them to carry on their policies of terror and ethnic cleansing. With pathetic words like from George Bush, it's not very helpful. Something the Israelis will continue to ignore. The Palestine Solidarity Campaign wants to encourage all individuals and organizations here today, from trade unions to community groups, to put pressure on Tony Blair and his government to break all links with Israel. Stop selling them arms. Stop buying arms from them. We call on the government to impose a boycott of all trade with Israel. Israel has already been likened to the apartheid regime of South Africa by people like Archbishop Bishop Desmond Tutu. He said in April this year, "I have seen the humiliation of the Palestinians at the roadblocks. It reminded me of what happened to us in South Africa, where they battered us and heckled us and took joy in humiliating us. My heart aches. Have my Jewish friends forgotten their own history? Let's remind them about that." Israel should be treated exactly the same way as the apartheid regime of South Africa. Israel is a racist state. Join the boycott. We also want to stop the mass arrests and demand all release of political prisoners. We want the release of leaders such as Marwan Barghouti has been arrested. We want the 7,000 political prisoners released immediately. The Palestinians will not be defeated. We must build a large movement like the anti-apartheid movement. Join today and help build that campaign. No bombing of Iraq. Justice for the Palestinians. Thank you, comrades.